Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
If you are not with your knight in shining armor or your princess right now, no matter which gender you are, no matter what sex you prefer, it's because you don't believe you're lovable.
I agree with that.
Yes, absolutely. We are manifesting creatures. We tap into an energy, a source of power, and we attract to us.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and on today's show, I'm joined by world-renowned psychic therapist and motivational speaker, Vincent Jenna, to talk about how to really make sure you're getting the most out of your relationships. Topics include why we so often get in our own way when it comes to relationship happiness. So they say opposites attract, but in reality, similar attracts similar. Why there's no such thing as soulmates, but you can't create a soulmate relationship, and how working through your childhood will help you with your adulthood. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. Our website has tons of information to help you have better sex and relationships. And our social media is Sex with Emily across the board. All right, guys, enjoy the show. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Very excited to welcome my guest, Vincent Jenna. He's a spiritual teacher, a psychic therapist, world renowned. I've been watching your videos and stuff. I'm like, we gotta get him on the show. You know, you do keynote presentations, self-love, mastery, teach courses, you help people. People call you a lot about relationships too, to know, like, what do they ask you about relationships, Vincent?
Oh my gosh. They're
how can you help us all?
Oh, please. I'd love to help everybody, but I mean, some people are helpless. No, everybody can be helped. And most people want to know why their relationships aren't working, why they aren't with the right person, how do they become a person that's in a good relationship, attract the right being. It's all about what they think everybody else is doing wrong. You know, the partner is wrong and bad. They never take responsibility themselves for why the relationship could be bad.
Yeah, that's such a good point. I love that you're also a therapist.
Yes.
And a psychic. To me, like, that makes so much, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, here is the thing. Not only, yes, because psycho and psychic tends to go to,
yes.
I'd like that better because usually people have called me psycho for many years.
Right.
So now I formalized that by being a psychotherapist. I wanted to know all about the human mind to start with, if I'm going to dive in there as a psychic, because that's all I care about. Going in there, releasing the blockages, helping people with their issues and stuff like that. I wanted to know the ins and outs, the ups and downs, and give me more credibility so when someone is sitting in front of me, they know I know what I'm talking about.
Right. Well, because also, if you're just giving them a psychic advice, you know, you're just telling them what's happening or what you see in them, then, and now you can also kind of advise them from the psychology
Absolutely.
Perspective, which makes a lot of sense.
And I combine both because there's also the spiritual perspective. That's the part that the psychotherapy does not include. And we are body, mind, and spirit.
Right.
And I'm telling you right now, the major problem that people have with their bodies and with their mind is because they're not including the spirit.
Okay, so tell me more about that. What are
Okay, they are not feeling empowered. If you just think all you are is a body, okay, and then and a mind to go along with it, you're limiting yourself. You're limiting your potential, your possibilities. But we are manifesting all the time, consciously or unconsciously. We're manifesting what we want or we're manifesting what we don't want. And if you don't include that, you're going to be developing defense mechanisms to help excuse why things are not going right in your life. Like, especially when it comes to relationships, I cannot tell you the number of couples, all they do is just blame each other.
Right.
Oh, he doesn't meet my emotional needs anymore, or she is too demanding, or it's all this nonsense when it has nothing to do with the other person.
So it always has to do with us because we're bringing ourselves to every relationship. I'm talking to Vincent Jenna. You can find him at vincentjenna.com, G-E-N-N-A. We'll also put this in our show notes at sexwithemily.com. So the main thing is that people aren't taking responsibility. So then how do you gently read their whatever's going on with them and then put it back on them? Like that's also a skill.
Oh, that's really interesting that you use the word gentle.
Well, you have to be, right?
Not with me. No. No, my God, not at all. We don't have time for that anymore. Here's the way I portray it to people, okay?
Yeah,
let's say
throw
you and
down.
I are walking down the street together of Manhattan, and I happen to look up and I see a piano that's being moved from the 40th floor to the 30th floor, and the rope breaks, and now the piano is headed towards your head. Okay, I have one of three choices that I can make in that instant. I can run across the street and get out of the way and say, hey, sucker, that's your karma. I'm not dealing with it, right? I can do that. Or I can do like some people, the gentle way. I can tap you on the shoulder and I go, excuse me, I really don't want to interfere in your life, but I just want to let you know, splat!
Right.
Already too late. The piano's fallen on you. You're dead. Or I can grab you by your freaking shoulders and throw you out of the way. Now, yes, you may land on your arm and break your wrist or hurt your ankle, but I saved your life.
So,
that's where we are right now. We are not in hand-holding gentle stuff. There is still a large number of relationships that are breaking apart, and it's all because people do not understand how to even form a relationship, that it has nothing to do with another person to start with.
So that's the first thing. When someone comes to you and says, my partner, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, no, well, look at yourself. And then you can pinpoint what their issue is.
I can pinpoint. But here's the bottom line to that and why it is gentle.
Okay.
Because the pinpoint, if you are not with your knight in shining armor or your princess right now, no matter which gender you are, no matter what sex you prefer, it's because you don't believe you're lovable.
I agree with that.
Yes, absolutely. We are manifesting creatures. We tap into an energy, a source of power, and we attract to us. We don't go shopping. I just had this conversation with a friend of mine just recently in the car on the way over here. And we were talking about relationship is like people right now, they go shopping for a lover. They get the, what do they go on the websites?
Swiping,
they go
yeah.
to the right clubs. They go to all. So you go shopping. You know what it's like to go shopping for something that you need and you want? Have you ever gone with your friends and you happen to be hanging around the stores and you might find a beautiful, oh, wow, yeah. look at those clothes. Oh my God, look at that gorgeous just a pair of shoes. Now, and you don't need them. Now you need them. Now
right.
an affair is coming up and you have to go get a great outfit. Do you ever find
Never.
What you
Never. It's so stressful
Never.
To go shopping when you need it, something for that
absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely.
I hate that. I'm like, I need
gonna,
a dress.
Right. The same thing is going to happen if you go shopping for a relationship.
So
you,
what do we do? How do we? I'm single right now.
Open the door. You see, this is great. Now, I got to tell you, something yeah. about you, Emily, right now.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right.
I'm in. You don't have to be gentle either.
All right. I am sitting at a desk right now with several vibrators and lubricants sitting in front of me, okay? Okay. Do you know how many men in the world or even women in the world are capable of dealing with that and handling that from the onset?
No.
You are a different woman. So you are going to have to put that out there strong enough, secure enough to be able to attract a partner who's going to be able to
He's
deal
gonna
with
cool
that.
He's going to be cool with dildos sitting around.
I know, really. They don't want to know that the dick you have on your desk is bigger than theirs.
I know. I told you we should take the dick out when he was coming. There's a man coming.
But it's glowing.
But I also don't like it. It's a glowing penis.
Glowing.
But I know, but do you know how intimidating that was for me? I'm 65 years old and it has an erection.
Right. We just started decorating the studio. And I just felt like
everyone coming into the office
secure. We don't usually have that in here. And I walked in. I'm like, I don't want that glowing dick next to me during the show.
Is it going to bother you if I'm holding it?
But I don't know.
Depends upon how you're holding it.
But this is a new thing. But we do have lubes in here. I get it.
You know what? It could be a lollipop. That could be worse.
No, but I get it.
Right,
I think it's a fun thing.
You understand what I mean?
I understand.
Okay,
so guys like, she's sex with Emily. They Google.
Right. Yeah. But here is the thing about you that's really interesting that you're not paying attention to. Mm. You know you're a big package, but you do not appreciate yourself enough to know that somebody else would appreciate it. None of your relationships have really been completely fulfilling. Otherwise, you would still be with that person today. Attraction is the most natural thing on the face of the earth. We created it when it didn't work the first way we came down. We came down androgynously the first time on this earth. And I'm not talking about the Adam and Eve and the caveman time period. I'm talking about before that, there was a life here on earth. When we came down with all our power and of one gender, of one mm-hmm. sexuality, and it wasn't working. We destroyed ourselves. We were like a bunch of kids let loose in Toys R Us without adult supervision. Not only were we going after the dildos, we were using them wrong. So, I mean, you know, so it doesn't make a difference. we needed to do it a different way. So relationships are the most important, vital yes. things on the earth because they help us to learn more about ourselves. A relationship is not to complete us. We're already complete
beings. I
do
not believe that to think a relationship is going to complete
no,
you.
No, but here's where the problem lies right from the get-go. Because we've forgotten who we are as magnificent divine beings, none of our emotional needs were met when they were supposed to be as a child.
Right. Exactly. We're not supposed. That's our lesson here is to learn from our childhood.
That's right.
We all have something to deal with in childhood. And I get upset when people are like, oh, my like childhood was perfect.
No,
they designed
no such
it as
thing.
A perfect or pro. Like, no.
They create bubbles for themselves and yeah. these beautiful visions that I have to burst constantly. And I live in the South and yeah. they go totally on image and constantly convince them, oh, no, you don't. You do not love yourself. And no, you didn't have a perfect family. And when we go there deep enough, we can see the faults that happen. We can see those things. And once they admit that, they recognize, wait a minute, I don't love myself. But our defense mechanisms get in the way of that.
Right.
So here we have those stories, and it right away takes away the idea that we're lovable. We're egocentric as children. We blame
yes.
ourselves for everything. So if mommy and daddy are not getting along and they're fighting, or mommy and daddy are sick, or one of them dies, or there is a divorce, children blame themselves. Now those same children grow into adults and they want to believe that they're lovable. They want a different relationship. But the part is where the spiritual part comes in. That's so important. Their manifesting power resides in their unconscious minds, not their conscious minds. So most people do not believe what they think they believe. So I deal with them all the time, and New York women are the worst because they are thoroughly convinced they know what they believe.
Yeah.
And so they're telling me, I know I'm lovable. Oh, really? You know you're lovable? How about those last four relationships that went to hell in a handbasket? That's really love there? Oh, no, because they're all jerks. Well, why would you be attracting
right.
jerks if you thought you were lovable? A relationship to start with has nothing to do with another person. And this is what I want your listeners to do. Everybody out there right now, get a pad and a pen, get a list, and at the top of the list, title it, The Top 10 Traits I Want in My Partner. Then list those 10 traits, the most important ones. Most people can have 20 to 30,
She's
I'm sure.
She's got like 100. Okay, yeah.
I know you got 100.
No, I don't. Kristen does. I've never been
okay.
focused on it.
All right, then this is what you do then. When you're done with that, okay, go back to the title. Cross out the word partner. Write in the word me.
And those are the traits you want in yourself.
The top 10 traits I want in me, because like attracts like. That is myth number one, that opposites attract. They do not. You may have opposite personality styles because of the gender or whatever the person, but like attracts like. If you don't believe in yourself and believe you're lovable, guess what you're going to attract? Now you've got two people searching for love, trying to get it from each other, and both are starving to death, and they want to blame the other person for why that's happening.
Right.
No, it's happening because of you. You never thought you were lovable to start with, and you attract that person. It's going to break up. It's going to end. It's going to get sabotaged in some way or another. So that's part one. Part two, will you take the romantic bullshit and throw it away? There is no such thing as a soulmate.
I believe in that, too, mm-hmm. that you're going to be struck and be like, this is the one.
All right. Now, your job is to make your relationship into a soulmate relationship.
Do you think you can do that in any relationship?
I have been married for 46 years with my wife for 46 years, married for 41 years. Absolutely. We made that. And this is how you do that.
Okay.
When I do couple therapy, I never teach another person how to talk to each other. That is bullcrap too. And
well,
also,
thank you. That's
is
my career. But go ahead.
I know. Thank you. Okay. I know. Well, I'll tell you why.
You're
this
psychic.
Is, I know. I'll tell you.
People
what
have to
you're
start with
do.
Talking. Okay, got it.
Yes, they have to start with talking.
Who's this guy? You don't tell them how to talk to each other, but what?
That's right. But here's it will end up that way, and I'll tell you why. Because you're going to teach them how to talk to themselves, how to heal themselves, but do it together. Now, when they're talking to each other the right way, when they're reading a book and they're discussing it together, when they go to a movie and discuss it together, when they take a lecture, listen to your show, and they discuss it together about healing their issues, their past, but they're doing it as a partner, they're strengthening and empowering each other while they're doing that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. But the best thing, though, Vincent, I believe believe that for you, the people who come to see you are already in the door. Like, they believe in your psychic powers and psychology and all that.
Oh,
but
I
most people, I believe, yeah, I bet you do get skeptics too.
You're
what I
say.
Find a lot is that there's typically one person in the relationship that is ready to do the work. Like, they're looking at themselves, they realize their issues, and there's one who's just kind of more shut down.
Okay.
Won't go to therapy, doesn't want to look at their childhood, doesn't want to look at their part in it. Like you were saying, most people are blaming their partners.
I'm going to tell you why. Okay. All right. Wait, are there any sharp dildos in here? Because I don't want you throwing anything at me right now.
They were moving the dildos.
I don't
even feel comfortable.
Not even boxes, because I'm about ready to say something.
We'll talk about that.
Sorry, James.
All right. I know. You're about ready to want to throw something at me with what I'm about ready to say.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Okay. There is no such thing on this planet as victimization.
Okay.
All right.
Tell me more.
And this is where the spiritual part comes in. And this goes against a lot of people's wanting to believe, especially with all the abuse that women go through and people have gone through, right? Okay. But when you take it to a deeper level, everything happens for a reason. Now, it's not
your fault. People like to debate that as well, right?
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's not that it's your fault. However, there is an intuition, and most of the time, and this has been scientifically researched and proven, and I'm probably going to say something that you already know, okay? For example, women who are in domestic violent situations, the research they've done on them is that 80% of them come from an abusive past that had a father that abused them emotionally, physically. Okay. So now this woman becomes, and she's a child, she becomes an adult, she goes out into the world. How is this working? She's at a party. There's 10 guys there. All right. Out of the 10 guys, one guy makes eye contact with her. She makes eye contact with him. A spark flies or something flies. They get together. 3 months later, pow, he punches her in the face out of anger. Why did she pick him out of the other 9 that would not have done that? Because it's an energy thing.
Yeah,
because
he was most familiar to her father.
Exactly. Yeah. And she deep down believes, number one, unconsciously because of the child,
right.
I deserve it. That's what I'm used to.
Right. It was familiar. His energy
was familiar. But also, I deserve it. I'm a social worker, and we have worked with women who are in domestic violence. There is an organization in North Carolina called Interact. And what Interact tries to do is to provide a safe haven for abused women. But one of the first problems they have in trying to remove the woman from the domestic violence situation is the woman turns around and says, what? It's my fault.
Right.
I made him angry.
Right.
So if they're thinking that as an adult, what's going on in their unconscious mind believing that? So their energy is being put out there and they're attracting to them somebody who's going to do that. So you can't change the outer world. You have to change the inner world. So if you are attracting a guy who's not willing to do the work, guess what? There is a part of you that's also afraid of doing the work.
I agree. I believe if you're attracted to emotionally unavailable people that you are not emotionally available.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we come back even more with Vincent Jenna.
I do want to say this, that we've got to get out of the habit of trying to make the genders the same. Okay?
Okay.
We are equal as human beings, but for goodness sakes, there is a reason why there's male, why there's female. And I'm going to tell you right now, you will never make a man live up to what a woman does, and you'll never make a woman psychologically now with some of the things do what a man does, and you don't want to have to do it. Now, I'm not talking about thinking and reasoning and having an equal job. That is all the stuff that should be happening already. But why a guy becomes more physical than a woman, why he doesn't want to talk emotions all the time, except why, but then work with it. It doesn't have to be an excuse. It doesn't have to be. No, guys should be able to communicate their emotions, but we need to understand why they don't and why they
don't
can't.
Why don't they? Why don't men know how to?
Because they're dominant thinkers. We came into the, okay, here is how it happened to start with. And we got to take it back to the beginning now, and this is a philosophy.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, what were you going to say?
You have a call, I'm saying, but people are calling.
Oh, you
want to
come?
Yeah, no, I want you to keep going. We got
all right,
time.
Here,
we got another.
Here is the thing.
I like
when
you, Vincent.
When we first started, and like I said, before we were the way we are now, when we came down with our full power and understanding, we went downhill right away and we started destroying things. Well, we said we had to do it differently. Our two greatest gifts that we were given upon creation is intuition and intellect. Well, when we were going down the drain, both the intuition and the intellect was going with us. So we said, you know what we have to do? We have to separate those gifts. So we divided ourselves.
Talking like Adam and Eve.
Like, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's a metaphor. Mm-hmm. We divided ourselves. And by the way, the male wasn't first. And you weren't taken from a...
That's I know
a,
the whole thing.
The book was written by a man anyway.
Every book was written by a man, right?
So, of course, it was always going to start with a man, right?
Right.
So we divided it and we put both in each, but one more dominant in each one. Intellect or our courage and thinking, left brain thinking was going to be dominant in the male. Intuition was going to be dominant in the female. And then we figured it out. Why do we need intuition in the female? She's going to have the babies. We need to procreate over here, and there has to be somebody who knows what to do without having to think about it, because it'll take forever then, right?
Right.
And then over here, this guy is going to be going out, he's going to be hunting, and he's going to be building a house. So he has to be able to think about what he's going to do. But they both need to develop the other side strongly to balance out, so that we can correct and remember who we are, and together we're going to figure that out. We're going to become even stronger together.
Yeah.
Okay. Not complete ourselves either, because like I said, we have both sides.
Exactly.
Okay. So that is one of the major reasons we are not changing that. As soon as we get rid of the sexes, all right, you won't find the same problem. But as long as you want a heterosexual relationship, women, you're going to be dealing with men who are naturally thinking first. Now, you get a good relationship like my wife and I, we do both. We've learned how to do both. As a matter of fact, when I went to school and I was getting my degree as a psychotherapist, there was that standard test that they don't use anymore, is which side of you is your right brain, which is the female side, mm-hmm. the nurturing, intuitive, creative, emotional side, or is your left brain the thinking, the reasoning, the courageous side, more dominant?
Right.
So we took that test. I was 50-50,
right
in the middle. I can design our house and decorate it. I've even done sewing. I made my wife a dress when she was pregnant for her mother's wedding, because my family were seamstresses. I was able to do that. Yeah. I'm emotional. I share that. But that is not every guy.
Right. You're not every man. That's why you do what you do. We got some people who want to talk to you here.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Let's bring them
so
on.
So I'm talking to Vincent, Jenna here, and we're gonna talk to Jackie, 45, in California. She has a question for you, Vincent.
Okay, Jackie, how
are
Jackie, you,
hon? Thanks for calling. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hey.
So I was listening, and, you know, I got some advice. You know, it's all about self-worth. But I've been single for 5 years, and I open myself to dating. I'm a single mom. But it just seems like every man that I meet just wants to be a fuck buddy. Mm. And I want to get out of that rut. But I also have needs, so...
Well, there you go. You just said a word there, and I'm going to tell you something about sex, which is really interesting, and this will be interesting if Emily goes along with me here. Sex is not an expression of love. It was supplemented for the lack of emotional relationship, which is the one reason why we have 8 billion people on the earth and why there's so much promiscuity that goes on for the wrong reason. People are having sex for the wrong reason, and you'll have guys convincing you, and here is the one thing that both men and women do. If they can't find an emotional relationship, they can put a notch in their belt if they get one sexually. If they have one night stands or something, they I got to stroke your ego.
Okay.
You do not, I can tell you that as a psychic right now, you do not believe in yourself as a woman, as a beautiful, divine woman. You do not believe that you are loving, but you also know how to have sex. And so many of the guys want to use you as a fuck buddy because you don't believe you're deserving enough to have something more than that. I'm telling you that right now. You may argue against that, but I'm telling you, go within.
Jackie, what do you think?
Oh, hammer on the nail.
Okay. I know that. And it's from your past, hon. It has nothing to do with you, and it has nothing to do with your value. You were supposed to be taught as a little girl, especially being heterosexual, that you were a princess who deserved a knight in shining armor.
That's
not true.
Those
aren't fantasies. Those aren't fantasies. Those are, we create those icons because of the possibilities of what love can be. And that's what it was for me. But the moment you now reparent yourself and let you yourself know that you deserve that, and as a single mom, you think that that's a strike against you. It's not for men. There are men who love the idea that a woman has a child and can be nurturing and loving. And you deserve to have somebody better, but you've got to put that signal out there and go deep. Take a spiritual path. And what I mean by that is not a religious one. It's a deep one to examine your self-beliefs of who you are, your relationship to others, your relationship to the world, and your relationship to something greater. And you will have and attract a better relationship than you have in the past. Forget what you've done in the past and just realize you deserve your night, okay?
Okay, Jackie? Thanks, Jackie.
All right.
Thanks for calling. I mean, I feel like, should we try to take one more? Okay, let's talk to Ryan, 30, in Los Angeles. Question for you about his love life. Hey, is this the Ryan?
Yes.
Hi, Ryan.
Yes, it's the Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
Ryan's a frequent caller.
Hello.
A fan of the show. Hey, so what's your question?
Okay,
for Vincent Jenna.
Vincent. All right. Well, yeah, so I wonder if I can get some insight here. I feel like, and it's been the same with the last caller, it's been quite a while since my last serious relationship. A lot of flings, but nothing really that I felt like I could really commit to in the long run. And I'm starting to think, is there such thing as having too high of standards? Like if I feel like I don't want to settle.
Okay, great. You only have like 2 more minutes. Go ahead.
Okay.
Thanks, Ryan. Okay, hold, please.
If you were listening earlier, make that list of the top 10 things you want, but make sure they're in you. Your list and your expectations have nothing to do with another person. You have no expectations for yourself. Create them for yourself and you will attract that in another person. It has nothing to do with somebody else that they don't live up to your expectations. You're creating excuses because you don't believe you deserve it. Again, like the other caller, you've got to go in there and believe you deserve something more than that. And the other piece of advice that I've got to tell you is stop focusing on your penis.
Ryan, are you focusing on your penis?
I guess maybe a little too much. I guess so.
Wow.
So that's what you've got a hand for, buddy.
I'll think about that. I will.
I like it. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for calling. Now we won't hear from Ryan again because we just solved Ryan's problems. I do think that Ryan needs to look at himself a little bit more. He's called in a lot. We love Ryan, but I feel like, he's got to do his work.
Yes.
We all have to do our work.
You do, but it's because you're so worth it. It's not because I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression that I am putting everybody down. You all have problems. The problem is that you don't know that your problems don't define who you are. Your soul, your divinity, your magnificence defines who you are, the meaning of who you are.
Please rate us wherever you listen to the show, you guys. It's awesome. You can give us 5 stars. Just look down right now at your phone and whatever platform you're listening on, do that. Review us. Comment on iTunes. Thank you. Thanks to my awesome team, Ken, Kristen, Elisa, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.